For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. Tennessee lawmakers are almost ready to go home for the year, but before that, they'll have to make some tough choices. Governor Bill Haslam says the state is short in the budget right now, more than $100 million, and it will be even more next year. In today's Capitol Hill Conversation, WPLN's Bradley George goes over the numbers with Andrea Zielinski. She covers state government for the Nashville Post and the Nashville Scene.
So last week, the governor held a press conference. He said that the state's in such trouble with the budget right now that he's going to have to pull back the reins on raises that he promised for teachers and for state workers. That idea, it sort of hit Capitol Hill with a thud, didn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, the idea of offering teachers and also state employees raises is a feel-good issue, right? So it's an election year. As soon as the legislature breaks, what's expected to be later this month, you know, they're going to go out on the campaign trail. They're going to want to brag about the things that they accomplished on Capitol Hill. And after hearing in February that teachers and state employees were all going to get raises, legislators were not happy with that news at all.
Well, the governor, with teacher salaries, he's talked about making those the fastest growing in the country. But when he made that announcement last fall, even then tax collections were starting to fall off. So didn't we see that this would be an issue right now?
Well, the state has benefited from some growth over the last couple of years, and they didn't see this coming, is kind of what the issue was. They chalked it up to, well, you know, the way the monthly reports are, you know, how they were falling around the holidays maybe isn't totally reflective of what the revenues are, and that was kind of how they saw it. But it's worth pointing out, you know, a lot of this falls on the back of the business tax, which is well below not just what they were expecting, but well below what it was the year before. But sales tax is really the state's bread and butter, and that hasn't been where they thought it would be either.
Well, let's get down into the weeds on this question about business taxes, because the economy seems to be getting better, unemployment's going down. Why would business tax collections be down then?
Well, so here's how it works. If you're a business, you have to pay the state taxes, right? But it's based on estimates of what you owe. So when a lot of businesses last year paid their taxes, they paid too much. So come the back half of the year, the state is giving them refunds or giving them credits towards their next tax payment. Now, all those extra dollars, those came in the last state budget cycle because our budget kicks off on July 1st. So we've really been feeling it now for this current budget year. Officials didn't really see this coming, which could really highlight whether there's an issue like a loophole or there's some reason why this was happening, that businesses were paying too much. State folks are going to look at that over the summer. So we're really not sure what they're going to find. But that's how we've gotten to where we are.
Well, the governor's also facing questions on tax cuts that lawmakers have enacted over the past couple of years on the inheritance tax, the sales tax on food, other things. Do those cuts have anything to do with the shortfall?
Yes and no. So, yeah, we did cut taxes. The state had cut the tax on gifts. So if you give a car to someone, they still owe taxes to the state. Inheritance tax, if a family member dies and they leave you property, you would still owe taxes on that. So between all those, yeah, the state's cut some taxes. That's money the state could be collecting right now. But in total, it would only be about a third of the $300 million shortfall the state's looking to patch up between the current budget year and the next one. So it certainly would have been nice, but it wouldn't be enough to get the state out of the situation it's in.
Andrea Zielinski covers state government for the Nashville Post and Nashville Scene. Thanks for joining us, Andrea.
Thanks for having me.
And that was Bradley George with this week's Capitol Hill Conversation.